Saints, we wanted to take just a few minutes to fellowship something with you concerning France. And I hope in this fellowship, a result of this fellowship is that you all would be greatly encouraged, inspired, full of thanksgiving, full of praise, because the Lord is on the move in Europe. And we get to participate, at least through our prayers. But, you know, we wanted to bring you up to date concerning what's happening in France. We hear the reports. You may have read some of the reports. You may have heard some testimonies here and there. But, Saints, we live in a special time. We live in a unique time in human history and in church history. We realize we're approaching the end of the age. Brother Lee always informed us, he told us, the world situation is an indicator of the Lord's move. Yeah. And as you survey the present world situation, you just get the feeling, what's going to happen next? You have the situation in the Middle East, you have the situation with Russia and Ukraine, you have many different situations which all are an indicator that many things can happen, can continue to happen as we approach the end of this age. You might say the world is living on a razor's edge. What will be the news tomorrow out of the Middle East? What will be the news tomorrow out of the Ukraine or elsewhere? And so, the world situation is growing tense, darker and darker, more and more corrupt. Okay, this is the world situation. These things remind us that the end is near. But what is the Lord doing? What is the Lord's move in the midst of this current world situation? Brothers and sisters, we believe that this is the season for France.
Amen.
France is a crucial country in the heart of Europe, has the second largest population to Germany. But you know, we're reminded that in these days, it may be that the Lord wants to do something in France that matches what he did in Germany. You know, in 2016, recall that at that time, refugees were coming from many different places, particularly from the Middle East, coming to locate in Europe. Where in Europe? Mainly in Germany. Over 1 million people eventually landed in Germany. This shone a spotlight on Germany. And as a result, the brothers among us, we began to have fellowship. We began to engage in scouting trips to go out and check out the situation. We realized the Lord is opening up an opportunity here with the influx of so many people. You know, at that time in Germany, there were 3 local churches. Maybe 100, 200 saints throughout the whole country. Today in Germany, there are 11 local churches with over 1,000 saints. And actually, Germany is the number one contributor to the full-time training in London.
Amen.
You go to the London training, now we have the largest number of trainees ever, 57. And of that number, the largest contributor is Germany. Well, I mention this because I believe the Lord wants to do something in France that very much duplicates what he already did in Germany.
Amen.
France being the second largest country in Europe, geographically located in the heart of Europe. And right now, as one of the brothers there said, there's a hole in France. We have about 4 local churches, again, 100, 200 saints. The Lord wants something stronger and more prevailing in France as a testimony for the preparation of the bride so that he can return. So brothers and sisters, we believe this is the season for France.
Amen.
You know, the Ecclesiastes says, to everything there is a season. This is the time for France. And the brothers, Lee Tung will share in a minute, many of the saints have testified their experience going out and meeting so many French people through the course of this distribution that began in May. But you know, we're only at the beginning. We're only at the threshold of what the Lord wants to do there. What is needed is more and more saints to really consider migration to France, to come in, to support what the Lord's been doing, to follow up with so many dear seekers that we've met throughout the entire country, to gain these seekers, to exercise this new covenant ministry as new covenant ministers, so that they can get to know the Lord and they can get to know what's on the Lord's heart and participate in the building up of the Lord's testimony in Europe. And when the Lord gains such a testimony, then he can return. In 1977, in a conference in Stuttgart, Germany, Brother Lee asked the saints, where is the bride in Europe? At that time, of course, there wasn't that much here in Europe in the way of local churches. But he asked the question, where is the bride in Europe? The only way the bride can be prepared is through local churches. Local churches that are enjoying Christ, loving Christ, being one with one another, to bear the Lord's testimony. So he charged the young people at that time for the preparation of the bride in Europe. Amen. Oh, young people, you need to go to Rome. Amen. You need to go to London. Amen. You need to go to Paris. Amen. To raise up local churches. Amen. Well, thank the Lord, many of these places have been taken. We have local churches in these places. But it's clear that the Lord intends to do more. And we are the blessed participants. Brothers and sisters, my burden in these days really is, will the body render the Lord the cooperation to what he's doing? There is an opportunity being presented to us to participate in the Lord's ultimate move to prepare the bride and to bring him back. The question then becomes, who will cooperate? Where is the cooperation? And so we just wanted to open this fellowship to you all for your consideration, for your encouragement. First of all, may we all be encouraged. The Lord Jesus is on the move in France. Amen. Our God is a living God. Amen. And he is not going to tolerate much longer this current world situation. He wants to come back, but he comes back for a bride. And for this bride, he needs our cooperation. So may we consider this matter, pray for this matter, even consider, Lord, what about me? And so in these days, we just wanted to mention this to you. So our brother will share some more.
Praise the Lord, saints. The Lord's move in France is unprecedented. So, thank you. It needs our participation. I enjoy very much just now when the sister said, never speak of sacrifice, but it's privilege untold. I thank the Lord that he is the Lord of the harvest. And then right now, we are coming to the end of the OL cycles in France. And he needs to trust our workers to cooperate with him so that he can consummate this age. I don't know, we all need to rise up, brothers and sisters. I have a heavy work burden. As Brother Grace shared with us, this matter of the Lord's move is really depends on the world situation today, which is an indicator of his move on the earth today. I just mentioned to the brothers this morning that in the life study of Ephesians, message 79, that actually Brother Ray was that portion was spoken in one of the conferences in 1973. I think it's related to the kernel of the Bible. And he says that the Lord today needs to raise up practical church life as the stepping stone and the beachhead for him to come back.
Amen.
And then right after that, he mentioned five countries. First country is England. Today, England is already out of the initiation stage for quite some time. And we are in the established stage. Germany, 2016. And today is out of the initiation stage. It's entering into the establishment stage. But today, the Lord wants to gain France. That is the third country that Brother Lee said. England, Germany, France. I don't know why he put it in that way. But the remaining country, we are right in the middle. That is the whole. The five countries, five responsibilities. We are right in the middle of that hole in Europe. And the Lord has to raise out strong testimony in Europe, in France. In all the major cities in France. Right now, we only have five lampstands in France. Paris, Lyon, Bordeaux, Strasbourg, Dieppe. I think the closest is UK Saints are participating in the move in Rouen. The fourth country is Italy. The last country he mentioned about Jerusalem, that is Israel. Saints, we have to redeem our time. We are in the great human image in the Daniel 2 at the top. At that time, in that book, the world situation and the direction of the Lord's move, in chapter 1, Brother Lee only mentioned that we are actually in the fulfillment of the 10 toes, in the process of the fulfillment of the 10 toes. But today, the Lord is ready to manifest that 10 toes to us. But are we ready for the Lord to come back? To have a remnant, a group of overcomers ready for the Lord to come back.
Amen.
And with that, the Lord has to strengthen his testimony in Europe.
Amen. Amen.
I'm in front of it.
Yes.
When it was brought to me that I go to France, I said, Lord, you are talking about the least worthy person in going to France. Can't even speak a word of bonjour. But the Lord say, it's not up to you, it's up to me. I went. I tell you, the minute you say, Lord, here I am, send me. One brother said, you are jumping in, you put yourself in that hole. You jump into it. I say, I'm willingly to jump into it if the Lord is calling. After the first Marseille trip, the brothers come to me and say that, can you go to France in rotation with one brother from the United States for 6 months? Every 3 months, you go to France to go to Paris. I said, okay, let's do it.
Hallelujah.
But during the whole process, I know what is coming at the end. The Lord says, just move to France. Saints, never speak of sacrifice.
Amen.
But we are here at the unprecedented time.
Amen.
To bring in the Lord's coming.
If
one time Raron said, in 6 months, the intensifying spirit can intensify our organic salvation to make us overcomers.
Yeah.
Think about it. The Lord's move in Europe can be in 6 months, can be in 2 years. But we have no time to waste. We have to prepare ourselves. But all, let's rise up. The Lord needs us to cooperate with him so that he can consummate this age. I have a lot of burden, but I just felt like right now, with such a limited time, go to the Lord. I basically just want to share one point with you. In the collective works of Watchman Nee, I think it's volume 55, he talks about the way of migration. Then he said, the meaning of migration in the Bible is to go from your land, from your relatives, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. Don't stay too long in your land. But the Lord will come one day and uproot you if you don't cooperate and says, let's go.
Amen.
You know, for this all TR trip, since the TR1 from Marseille until today, which is OL4, I never been to Paris for the gospel trip. The only gospel trip that I went is with Brother Ray, last gospel trip in OL3, in Versailles. When I took the plane, oh my, nowadays taking the plane, the Lord is appearing all the time.
Amen.
He said, this time, no more natural love. Covet. And I said, Lord, this is cruel.
Yeah.
But the Lord said, what about what Watchman Nee shared with us?
Yes.
Migration is to go from your land, from your relatives,
yes,
and from your father's house,
amen,
to the land that I will show you.
Amen.
We need to have the spirit of Caleb. Let's take the land.
Amen.
We have to rise up together.
Amen.
In the body.
Amen.
To take the land in front.
Amen.
I have to do it quickly now because Brother Dennis wants to share something.
Yes.
But migration is the move of the entire body on the earth.
Amen.
This is not my word. This is the word of Brother Lee. Migration is not you and me. Migration is the move of the entire body that rise up and take it. And conquer it and take the land.
Amen.
Secondly, the goal of migration is to preach the gospel to all the nations and to be the Lord's witnesses to the outermost part of the earth.
Amen.
Let us be witnesses,
Amen,
captives, so that we go there and gain a group of captives,
Amen,
to be the procession for the Lord's triumphant victory in front.
Amen.
Thirdly, the requirement for migration, we must have an inward burden for the gospel and a will to suffer.
Yes.
London, comfortable. Dublin, wonderful. But the Lord said, let's forget about it and move on. Willing to absolutely obey and give our all for the gospel. Four, the preparation of migration. We must resolve the matter of our consecration. All should live for the Lord and His gospel, whether in life or in death.
Amen.
Let's live the gospel.
Amen.
Through sweetness or bitterness, we must have a strong, thorough consecration. May the Lord bless us,
Amen,
in our move to France.
Amen.
So that he can have a way to return.
Amen.
Just one final note, saints. For any fellowship that you may want, there is an email address. I'm waiting for your pens to come out and for you to make a note. FranceMigration2024@gmail.com. FranceMigration2024@gmail.com. You can, you know, if you want information, you have questions. Of course, we're also available for fellowship. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Maybe we could just put that photograph up. We got a photograph from Dieppe. This is from Dieppe this morning. So it's hot for press. So this is this team from Rouen and Dieppe. They meet there on Lord's Day morning in the church in Dieppe. And if you look, if you pan in and go across, I think you'll notice a lot of familiar faces. There's Kate, there's Doug, Chris Condon, Richie, Georgette, Kerevi, Joe Dubbermeyer. There's a whole bunch of saints that we all know. There's Nikki, Terry, I think that's Robert from Norwich, Imelda. Okay, so this is OL4, okay? Just for the uninitiated, OL means Olympics, okay? So OL4 is the fourth Olympic trip. It's in the middle of the fourth Olympic trip. Before the Olympic trips, there were the torch relays. They were called TR, I think. But we're in the OL trips. There's one more OL trip after this, OL5, after this one finishes. And a lot of saints, this is the UK and Ireland conference. I think a lot of saints have been involved in particularly going to Dieppe and Rouen. Right? I think, any saints here? When? Could you put your hand up? Okay. Quite a few. Okay, so quite a few saints have already been. And I think one of the special characteristics, it seems, of this Olympics is that, you know, quite often when there's an Olympics around the world, the nearest local church will have a distribution. They'll go out and distribute to the crowds that are there. But I think one of the special characteristics of this Olympics is that this is a move of the body. It seems like this is a move of the body. So we have the saints from the UK going to Rouen and Dieppe. We have the saints from Belgium going to Lille. We have the saints from Germany going to Strasbourg and to Luxembourg, Mertz. And then we have the saints from Switzerland going to take care of Geneva. And the saints from Spain, who I think are involved with Toulouse, is that right?
Right.
So this is very much a move of the body. And the saints that come on these gospel trips are from all over the world, you know, from the Far East, from North America. So it really is, I think, special in a sense that this is a move of the body.
Right.
And, you know, occasionally, not very often, we get the chance to participate in a move of the body, a special move of the Lord. And it seems that this is the time for France. So I would just like to, you know, amen whatever the brothers have said about this. And just to say that the burden is not just to distribute Bibles. The burden is to raise up lampstands.
Amen.
For the Lord to come back, He needs churches. Okay, there's two things that are needed for the Lord to come back. One is Israel needs to be prepared. The other thing is the church needs to be prepared. So for the Lord to come back, He needs churches. And the burden of this move of the Lord is not just distribution. It is to raise up churches.
Amen.
And Brother Lee's burden for Europe, if you read the world move and the God situation of the world move, his burden was that for Europe, and it was for migration. It was very much for migration. And if you think about it, for these saints, in Rouen, there's no local saints. There's only, I think, one sister, one Russian-speaking sister with her family and a young brother who goes to university there from Dieppe. So the need there to raise up a lampstand in Rouen, I think there definitely would be the need for migration. And so this is something that we would just ask you to bring to the Lord. If you speak French, that is a definite advantage, okay, to be there. So particularly if you speak French and you have some urge from the Lord, then please bring it to the brothers for fellowship, or just send an email to the email address that we just gave to you. Amen. Okay, I think we need to end here, saints, with the announcements.